Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And you are here. This could be the start of something big. Yes, the President of the United States and his aides are going to start something big. A big budget. Big negotiation. Big control. Big proposals. Big math. Big things. Big! It's big, I tell you!
We need a big Groupon, Dougie.
It's big! A big Groupon?
Yes, we need a big Groupon for our budget, I think.
Really? And yes. Where would we find that?
Please leave. GovernmentGroupon.com. You haven't heard about it?
GovernmentGroupon.com. Whoa! Wowie zowie. There's a...
I use coupons. I don't know.
So, what was the president doing with the Los Angeles Kings yesterday?
Ugh.
What the heck was that all about?
I'm going to give him a pass since the Kings are the best team ever in the whole wide world. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give him a pass for hanging out with them yesterday. Hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, what was the point of him...
They won the Stanley Cup last year.
Okay, so that was last year. What about this year?
Every team, this year they're not very good. Every team gets to go to the White House when they win something like that. And I guess this was the King's year, or King's time. I guess they didn't go earlier.
The King and his group, So the Patriots were supposed to have a big celebration yesterday. There was a problem, however. It's called snow. Snow. It snowed yesterday, and there's more snow on the ground. I have a drift. And a pile of snow out beside. I should have taken a picture, but it was after dark, so I didn't take the picture when I was out plowing last night. I have, and the average pile of snow is 14 to 15 feet deep here.
Some of them are 14 to 15
feet deep.
Feet?
Feet.
Wow.
The piles of snow piled up on the roadways, driveways, entrances, exits. Seriously, we've had no real mail delivery for a week.
Wow.
And so as a result of that...
Is that an excuse for bills?
Maybe. May play out that way.
Play my bills.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. If you live close to the vest, you know, and the mail's supposed to bring you checks and that sort of thing, it can be a rather detaching experience, if you will. But that doesn't stop the people in Washington. Even if the money isn't flowing out here in the hinterlands, it's flowing into Washington. Let's get more domestic programs, military programs.
And not a bit of cuts. I don't understand. You know, you want to bring in more money, okay. You want to spend more money, okay. Where are you cutting any money?
Mm-hmm. No.
Nowhere.
No, boosting spending was $74 billion in the military and domestic for next year. That's what this is all about, folks. What do you think? 888-302-3684. You know what really troubles me, Kenny, is on social media, where there are all kinds of ways for constructive comments, not negative, he's a bum. No. What is the purpose, as Jennifer has just suggested, for having the increases when you don't have a balance, when you don't look at it as a business thing? I mean, for heaven's sakes, I'm certainly guilty of not being necessarily business-minded in some of the dealings that I have. In my heart, I think one way. In my head, I think a different way. And that's just kind of the way it is. But we're talking about the government here. We're not talking about you and me and how you decide to spend your individual money, your allotment. But the government that wants to just continue to take and take and take. The White House and the Republicans both said this week they want to overhaul the corporate tax system. Obama wants more. The Republicans want less. So what happens at the end of the day? Nothing. And maybe that's good. Maybe, but we all, individually and collectively, think that the tax system itself is flawed. Never mind spending. But it's sick. And it needs to be helped. And instead of, you know, the labor unions, the tax plan doesn't go far enough, says the AFL-CIO president. Corporations have, the corporations that give the jobs to the union members need to be penalized for doing such a good job of hiring and giving people jobs or providing opportunity, or they have need in order for them to succeed. And so how do we get to a place where people agree? There is such a division here, and it was basically put forth by what Jennifer just said. You got all of this spending. Where are you cutting? Where are you fixing? Where are you dealing with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse? Where?
And maybe they should start thinking about how we do our books instead of thinking, well, we're the government. We have to do things differently.
We've been saying that for years and years and years.
I know, but what do we do? You know, people need to stop just sitting there. They need to stop just letting this stuff happen. And they did. This last election, there was a mandate that people wanted to change. And do you think anybody paid attention to it?
No, these guys
didn't pay attention. Business as usual.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they were going to tax overseas profits. Now, I'm interested in what Senator Rand Paul thinks about all of this.
He didn't love it. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert.
No, he didn't love it. Well, most of us don't love it when you actually dig into it. Thing is, how many people are digging into it? That's the question. How much attention? What's your attention span when it comes to this?
And the more they add, the more we get addicted to these government programs, yeah. And then there's no going back.
Right. Nothing. It just keeps going and going and going. It doesn't make a difference who the president's, who is it?
Nope.
It doesn't make a difference. So $280 billion in tax cuts for low and middle income families. Let's see here. $1.5 trillion in new taxes over the next decade. Corporations, high income households, the same old stuff. This isn't going to get anywhere. You look at some of these people who are the president's advisors, like Jason Furman, who's the director of the Council of Economic Advisors. And you just look at him. And I say this advisedly. Look at a picture of him. Watch his body language and listen to his words. And you get where he comes from. He's an elitist snob. Or maybe a little.
Either one. It's fine.
Right. That's what these people are all smarter than everybody else that we know.
And
that our way is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way. We know what's best for you. We're smarter than you are. The guy who came from MIT, the average American, what did he say? Average American's too dumb.
Oh, Jonathan Gruber.
Gruber, that's right.
Yeah.
He's another Gruber. This guy, Furman, he's got a different face. Everything else about him is the same. Arrogant and not even really sophisticated.
You know, I heard President Obama in a...
Kenny, you're being too quiet on this. Let's raise the tone here. Excuse me, go ahead, Jonathan.
I just think they're all... There's just something that happens to all of these guys when they get into Washington.
That
they just lose their way. The money doesn't mean anything. It's just numbers.
Yeah.
Billions become trillions, and they don't care.
Yeah. Right. Mm-mm. More child care tax credits. Save $500 for families with a second wage earner. What is $500? What's $500?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a nice little chunk when you cut it from somebody else.
Yeah.
But here's what President Obama was saying last night in this clip. And granted, this, I'm going to tell you, it was on Fox News, so they could have manipulated it in some way. But this was him saying that he was tired of America being the place for the success of a few, that everybody needed to have equal success.
Really?
I about jumped out of my window.
Huh.
Equal success.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Based on what?
You need to earn success.
Uh-huh.
And some of the rich people didn't earn success. You know, maybe some of them were handed money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it came from somewhere.
Mm.
And you can do that, too. That was what was great here, is that America was about equal opportunity, not necessarily about equal success. Just drives me nuts that this idea is that everybody gets the same. I mean, we might as well all put on our red coats and move to Russia.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
There's no incentive You know, we have this hour every day of the program, 9 o'clock Eastern, that's aimed at inventors, aimed at people who want to have a better life, come up with ideas, entrepreneurial stuff. And it's all about, in my mind, supporting that sort of thing, because that's where I came from. I came from nothing, really, and try to create a national brand. I've been successful at sometimes more than others with the things that I've tried to do. But it wasn't really about, me. It was just, that's sort of what the values were. And the values, somehow or other, have been corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get so corrupted? Because there's so much money. Scott, you have a thought. Go ahead, please, sir. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
It reminds me, this government and the spending and they increasing the budget, it just reminds me of a reality show of some rich, spoiled brat kid who gets everything they want by holding their breath and go, mommy, 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 daddy, daddy, daddy. And
Donald Trump's kids.
Yeah, exactly.
When actually, that's not true. Donald Trump's kids have worked hard to get where they are.
Yeah, look at his daughter. His daughter has, like, her own jewelry line, her own shoe line. Her,
yes, I mean, they had support, but this,
of course they did.
Excuse me,
yeah.
Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, well, Obama's got the Fed, so he can hold his breath and print as much money as he wants.
Well, that's not as
simple. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's a little simplistic in the reality. The Fed isn't the boogeyman lies in other places beside just say that's one of the problems. But one.
Think about this. Crank them up. Wouldn't that be great to just walk into your room and go, crank them up?
Yeah, I want more money. Just give me more money. More money is what I need. And that's really what this is about. All right, Scott, thank you. 888-302-3684. Okay, so we cranked everybody up about that. Two or three items of interest as we've gotten started here in the thought process for Tuesday, the 2nd. No, wait a minute. Tuesday, the 3rd of February. Hello. Thank you. It's 18 after the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota?
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's McCartney who's done so well because he's connected to Kanye West.
Right, of course. Kanye West made Paul McCartney. You didn't hear?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I thought maybe that might be the case. That's what all the blogging's about, right? That's what all the Twitter... Isn't that what it is, Kenny? Kanye West has made Paul McCartney a hero.
All right, let's see here.
I'm putting a group of people together. McCartney, Kanye West, Justin Timberlake, Paul Simon, Taylor Swift. All have signed on to appear on SNL's 40th anniversary special on February 15th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC. I'm watching that.
I know. Yeah,
that's going to be something else. Man, I'll tell you something. With Tina Fey, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray. How in the world would you miss that? Jack Nicholson, Jim Carrey, Peyton Manning, Chris Rock, Garrett Morris, Martin Short, Betty White. Look at these people who are going to be on this show.
Well, Dana, I think these are best of clips from the past, right?
Right. Apparently, no. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether they're bringing the cast members back again. I would imagine there'd be a little of both. There's been a big to-do about Murphy being on there. I just thought it was kind of neat. Anyway, putting them all together. Late night show. Conan O'Brien was never on SNL, was he? Ever connected to us?
No.
Never was.
Even
though he was
so.
On NBC for a long time. Here he jokes about Chris Christie meeting Romney for dinner.
Politics is getting interesting. On Friday night, Chris Christie and Mitt Romney met for dinner. Christie and Romney, yeah. Afterwards, Romney said, "It's the first time I couldn't afford to pick up the check." Presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee said homosexuality is a lifestyle choice like drinking and swearing. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he said, "The last time I got drunk, I swear I had gay sex."
here's Jimmy Fallon from last night.
Last week, Mitt Romney announced that he is no longer considering running for president in 2016, as opposed to those other guys who forgot about running, the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh. And you go to the
run! Marshawn Lynch! He's right there! Beast mode! Come on! I know that! You know that!
Actually, now Romney's out. They're saying the new frontrunner for the GOP is Jeb Bush. Even though in a recent interview he said that he smoked pot at boarding school, and I read that he almost got expelled for having grades worse than his brother George. When you heard that, George was like, "He got G's?"
All right. So, well, here's one last Super Bowl leftover. Video of the day today comes from Fallon, along with the Tonight Show house band performing an a cappella version of Queen's We Are the Champions, with a bit of help from Carrie Underwood, Sam Smith, Blake Shelton, Usher. There's quite a direct group of people in here, so let's have some of the audio from that, Carrie.
I paid my dues, time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shift and kicked in my face, but
star cast there, Kenny.
Yeah.
Jen, Jen, what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. You can watch the whole video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Tori Clark and Joe Connison. Coming right up, were either of you surprised by Mitt Romney's withdrawal, and was it the right decision for him and his party?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Joe Connison and Tori Clark. Did Mitt Romney surprise you by both withdrawing from the presidential campaign and then jabbing Jeb on his way out the door?
I thought he would run because I do believe he has, at least in the past, felt that he was called to run by a higher power, as some other candidates are. And I also thought he might be looking at his polls, which have been pretty good. You know, they're good enough that they could have, if he wanted to go, he could have convinced himself to do it. But I think there was a huge, you know, backlash against the idea of him running in his party, and I evidently dissuaded him. He didn't want to deal with that again.
Yeah, I really didn't know until today what he was going to do. And we can parse and overparse those words, but I think that might have been, you know, part of keeping his options open. He didn't say never, ever, ever, right?
Right.
So maybe that's part of keeping his options open. Maybe it's because just in the last day or so, some of Romney's top people from the past have indicated they were going with Jeb Bush. So maybe it was a little bit shot back at that. But I'm not completely surprised he's closing down some options. I've always thought the family played a big role in this decision, and I've never heard of anything other than Ann Romney did not want him to do this again.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Joe Connison.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving.
What's down the highway? A lot of snow and ice is what's down the highway.
Snow and more.
So, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Forecasters in Philadelphia. Actually, if you cut a swath from Philadelphia up to Portland, Maine, and inland, probably New York, up the Connecticut River Valley into Vermont and New Hampshire, freezing roads. They call it flash freezing. Roads dangerously slippery after the snow. It is very cold here in the Northeast. The sky is clear. It's a full Leo moon. And man, what is that? If you have come, if you're in the same neck of the woods as I am, or perhaps you're, no matter where you are, where there's been snow, remember that line on the crest of the new fallen snow, the what to my wondering eyes did appear, but the big moon in the sky, so bright last night. After the snow stopped, it was beautiful all over the country, all over the world. But it just is—it's so stark because it looks so cold here, where it is so cold. The forecasters here say that the concern last night was for areas where rain and slush occurred before the snow started. There was a lot of that. So as I look around and see how things have been cleaned off, where, the old, what was it I said last week, bridge freezes before a roadway surface. There's a reason they put those signs up, because there's nothing underneath. It's just cold, cold, cold. Not that there's anything underneath the roadways now except for cold, cold, cold as well. But this Arctic temperature that has brought minus 20 degree readings even into parts of Pennsylvania, the Punxsutawney exercise from yesterday, the fact that he didn't see his shadow, or he did see it?
He did see it.
another 6 weeks. As soon as he went down into the ground again, he dug another foot because it was so cold. He had to get
they had to give him a blanket, I think, as right, payment this year.
Yes, right, yeah. So anyway, the storm has brought this sort of circumstance, minus 35 degrees this morning on the Canadian border. The 35 degrees. I don't even know if I have a thermometer that goes down that low. I got one that goes down to about 20, I think. But that's why they say put antifreeze. Make sure the antifreeze in your car is good for about 40 below, especially if you're up in these areas, because you don't know how cold it can get. There is, and by the way, Alaska is quite temperate. We have these, it's global warming.
Alaska. It's so funny when you look, because I went to Alaska, a year or two ago on a cruise. And so I have major stops in Alaska on my cell phone in my weather section. Yeah. And when you actually flip through everywhere else in the country, I mean, Alaska's been warmer. I mean, it's like 34 degrees. Even at 19 degrees, it's been beating some of the other places across the country.
Yeah, right. It just is. It's
but
pretty
Alaska
amazing.
Alaska seems balmy. We've got issues.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here. 19 inches of snow. We were supposed to get, let's see, up in, I'm going through New Hampshire and Maine, and going across and down Chicago. Had more than a foot. Southeastern Wisconsin had a foot. Let's see here. On the farm here yesterday, there's some places we added almost 24 inches. I was talking earlier about the height of the piles of snow. Just before the snow started, the cows are running around in the field because they've made pads. That's what they do. Cows are great when it comes to pads. They made pads out in the snow, and now, of course, they're all buried. Wind, once again, was a big part of all of this. So what happened? What happened to the Patriots party? Where have they had a party? No, we're not. Wednesday, supposedly tomorrow. Schools canceled all over the place here again. It's just, And let's see. There was a lady who was struck and killed by a snowplow here in a condominium complex. See, that's what happens. The plows are in the blinding, what do they call it? When everything turns white, the whiteout effect.
The whiteout, yep.
And we saw that yesterday. I was saying that to Meredith. Look out. We couldn't see even to the fence in front of the house yesterday for a time because it was so windy. And that's what happened. This woman was out trying to shovel out her car in this condominium complex parking lot. And the snowplow just came along. Didn't even see her. Didn't see her after he ran over her. Never mind before. Never saw her. They found her later on because somebody was looking for her. Where's this lady? And they found her. A lot of people dying of cardiac arrest. Come on, folks. If you're not used to shoveling snow, why would you pick up a shovel unless you have a death wish? This is foolishness. It's sad when you see the number of people who haven't taken care of themselves, and they go out and they start digging. Next thing you know, they keel over in a snowbank and they're dead. Now, that's not the case. There are a lot of people are looking around here and having a great time. That's the other night I was out, I think it was about 8 o'clock, and I was driving by one of the fields that's next to where the farm is, and I saw all these headlights out in the field. There were dozens of them, kids and adults out on snowmobiles. Man, they were tearing it up. And for some reason or another, it seems to be more fun if you're out after dark in those things. I don't know why. I think they're dangerous in that circumstance, unless you know where you're going. There have been stories, now I'm going to go over them, but there have been stories about really horrible things that have happened to people that have gone out in these snowstorms. They go into pastures and fences, and you know what happens when somebody doesn't take the fence down, and you go through it with a snowmobile. Good night. Goodbye. Arrivederci. So, a word to the wise. Okay, speaking of tragedies, Robin Williams' family, all fighting with each other. Children from his previous marriage, widow, big battle over everything from his clothing to his money. His third wife, he married her in 2011.
I don't think I realized it was a new marriage for him.
No, I didn't know it either. Filed court documents making her case, his children, born to his first wife. Let's see. Zach is from his first wife, Zelda and Cody from his second wife, mm-hmm. all have submitted their papers as well. Story in today's New York Times reports that a number of items, including photographs, bicycles, fossils, toys, and awards. Children want to see the matter resolved as quickly as possible. He left his estate to his children in a trust, but it also called for the creation of provisions to benefit his wife, who has two teenage sons of their own, and his children don't want her children to benefit. Basically, that's the bottom line. So they've all hired lawyers. They're all lawyered up.
Lawyer them up.
So after you lawyer everybody up, what's left? I don't know how much he was worth. But no matter,
a good amount.
Yeah, he's probably worth it. Yeah. Again, it's and it become. Why would we even speculate? He had a good career. He was able to create wealth. He tried to create a good life for his family. All of them was attended to. All of his children, by all accounts. And now it's like it's the Casey Kasem thing all over. Let's have a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's have a big fight. After all, in memory of our father, who we all love so much. We should be fighting about everything and anything that had to do with him, right? Is that the way to show your love?
This one I kind of get maybe a little more than Kasem. I mean, at least Robin Williams got to die in peace and get buried in peace, and now they're fighting. I mean, that's typical in most families, I guess, sadly. Yeah. But, geez.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's got so many wives. That's the other thing that's a hard problem.
Well,
yeah, and different kids with different
kids
wives.
And different wives, yeah.
And you wonder whether they all, in that those circumstances, always is sort of a problem. Not always.
You should be so explicit with your instructions, too. Yeah. It should be a good lesson for all of us, actually.
Well, and then there are those things that sometimes come out of it, and people don't pay attention to it. If they all agree that this is what they kind of want to do, then that's what they do. I think that's also something mm-hmm. that happens. Some of us feel well rested after a solid 8 hours of sleep. Others, closer to 9 is good. For others, less will do. I've learned to live. Jennifer's learned to live. Kenny's learned to live on how, well, not little sleep. It's not that we're having a contest here, but oftentimes there are nights when collectively we don't get 8 hours, the three of us.
That's true. I did my part, by the way, this time.
Oh, did you? Yeah, yes. I didn't, as a matter of fact. There's a story today at DougStefan.com about the National Sleep Foundation's recommendations for how much you need to get, how much rest you need. There's a panel of experts that are profiled here, reassuring that information provided is the most accurate. Sleep duration, basically one of the most visited pages at the National Sleep Foundation website. Wasn't really clear how the recommendations for the ranges had been arrived at. What do you get out of this, Kenny? There were 6 sleep experts, 12 medical experts who came up with this. What did you get from looking at the stat here? Let me just give you a couple of stats here so you know what we're talking about. Newborns need 14 to 17 hours of sleep. I will tell you that Miles is getting at least 17 hours, I think.
Yep.
Infants 4 to 11 months, 12 to 15 hours. Toddlers 1 to 2 years old, 11 to 14 hours. Preschoolers 3 to 5, 10 to 13 hours of sleep. School-age children from 6 to 13, 9 to 11 hours of sleep. Teenagers from 14 to 17, 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Young adults 7 to 9, that is 18 to 25-year-olds. Adults between 26 and 64 need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Older adults, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So back to the school-age children, teenagers especially, there's a big move afoot to have schools start later. It's been floating around here.
For a while.
Yeah. And one wonders what, so what happens with that? Is that something that you think, as a parent, there are a lot of parents who go to work early, the kids are on their own,
yeah.
They don't want to get out of bed. If the parents are there, they get them out of bed. Why don't they go to bed earlier at night? What is this? Go to bed earlier. What's the big, those of us who have to work early, go to bed early, most of the time. I don't get this all. We're pandering again to an age group that is pretty pandered to anyway. Am I missing something here? So you don't want to, okay, we got lots to do. We have our texting to do, and we have good TV shows that we want to watch. Hello? What's more important in your life?
You know, at a certain age, it is so peer pressure. You know, what time do you go to bed? Oh, Johnny has to go to bed at 7. Oh, yeah. You know, his mom's mean.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of peer pressure involved in bedtimes.
Yeah. I know for my kids, when they were in their early teens, they both were very responsible, went to bed early, probably by 9 o'clock, and you still couldn't drag them out of bed in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that about? Is that an attitude? Is that just,
No, there wasn't an attitude. It was just teenager.
Oh, okay. So, what difference does it make?
Five more minutes.
There? Yeah, right, exactly.
5 more minutes.
All right, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you how much sleep you typically get. A, over 8 hours. B, between 7 and 8 hours. C, between 6 and 7 hours. D, less than 6 is probably where most of us are. E, I don't know. You don't know? How do you not know how much sleep you get?
Because I'm sleeping right now.
Yesterday's poll, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? 38% of you said the game itself. That's refreshing. 19% said the commercials. 18% said the final score. 14% said Katy Perry. 11% of you said you didn't watch. The ratings are in, and Jennifer will talk about this later on, but basically speaking,
it really was.
Yeah, half of all the television sets that were on at that time were tuned to the Super Bowl. And that's about, when you consider ratings now and what's considered a success, even the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show thing, was bigger certainly than what the average nighttime rating would be for a show that's on from 8 to 11. And when he's on later on at night, they have a hard time coming up with 4 or 5 million people to watch the Tonight Show. It's not because of Fallon. It's just because, people have gone to bed. They're sleeping. That's the way it is. So, anyway, it's really interesting to look at all of these stats and how they figure it out. Speaking of stats, how many of you are going to be a statistic next week when it comes to Valentine's Day? What day is Valentine's Day? Is a week from Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's right. Saturday this year. Isn't that convenient?
Saturday. Very handy. So if you want to look your best for Valentine's Day, perfect time for you to get rid of those unsightly bags and puffiness. Here's Lori, who said that she started using Genucel a short time ago, and she already has seen the bags disappear under her eyes, the puffiness, the lines, and that sort of thing. So if she's happy, she's figuring you're going to be happy. That's why she sent this information along for me to pass along to you. Instant effects. Using Genucel, in 12 hours you will see a difference. It absorbs the water and the puffiness. That's how it works. A couple of weeks, phew, you will see a dramatic difference. And keep using it, and your face will look brighter, happy when you smile. Those lines won't be so protruding. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yes, protruding. Amazing. Here's the deal. An amazing Valentine's offer now. Right now, if you order Genucel, the folks at Chamonix that have developed Genucel will double your order. Mention Doug Stefan. Instead of a 3-month supply, I believe you get a 6-month supply. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Get rid of the crow's feet, the puffiness, the bags. This is all about your eyes and how they look. The eyes have it when you're using Genucel. 800-543-9262. Sometimes I come up with these platitudes. I wonder how many of them I can stick into commercials. Some of these. Oh, the eyes have it. Yes, they do. Upgrade to express shipping for free as well. Special treats. Genucel. 800-543-9262. Treat yourself.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, 53 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program 2/3/15. Time for the focus on technology that we have every day at this time, and usually Shelley Palmer is here to help us out. Today he's going to talk with you about a new phone app that helps you shorten the length of your email messages. Man, sign me up for that. And that info coming to you directly here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, few things make it tougher to catch up on your overflowing inbox than emails that use 200 words to say what can be said in 20. Luckily for us, a new phone app called TLDR is here to save the day. Short for Too Long Didn't Read, TLDR wants you to spend less time reading and writing emails by encouraging you to limit your messages to 30 words or less. Not only will TLDR's messages be short, but any messages sent through the app will have their content displayed in big, bold letters, increasing readability. TLDR also doubles as an easily readable inbox that displays your messages like posts on a Facebook newsfeed. That way, you can quickly sort through and act on your emails by responding to the important ones, swiping left to snooze messages, and swiping right to archive others. TLDR is still in its early stages and only works with Gmail accounts right now, but it's available for you to try out on iOS today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Right. So help me understand the significance of this, Jen and Ken. Rapper Jay-Z wants to buy Aspyro, which is an on-demand music streaming company that comes from Sweden. Their subscription services are focused on high-fidelity audio. So why would he be getting into that? It sort of sounds like Neil Young got involved in that
Garth
sort of
Brooks
thing.
Garth Brooks did, too.
Yeah, that's right. Garth Brooks has his own. Yeah.
I think they get a little they don't like some of the streaming services. They don't like the structure of iTunes, so then they decide to do something themselves.
But is it worth $56 million to somebody like Jay-Z? Does he get that much money involved in this sort of thing?
Really? Yeah. And there's a lot of money in that.
Really?
I mean, look at Spotify and Rhapsody and some of the others.
Yeah.
There's a fortune in there.
Wow. All right, let's talk about your cell phones for a minute. Cell phones, cell phones, cell phones. The speaking on a cell phone routine that we find is part of our lives now. Rutgers University professor says a study shows about one-fourth of those with cell phones, smartphones, are pretending to be on the phone.
Yeah.
They're not talking with somebody else. They're pretending.
Hello?
They either want to avoid talking to somebody like a coworker or a neighbor, or they want to impress people. This professor says, to prove his point, he spoke to his classes about it, and one class, 27 of 29 students, said that they've done it. So there you go. How many of you have done that? What about cell phone apps? The FDA says it's going to start scrutinizing your apps. How many apps are there, Kenny? Hundreds of thousands, right?
Maybe millions.
So the FDA wants consumers who convert their smartphones into medical devices to be careful, because what you get online isn't always true, really. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.